Welcome to the Urban Christian News Podcast. My name is Danae White. Here are the top stories you need to know about right now. According to the Christian Post, the pro-life movie Unplanned, based on the life of Abby Johnson, a former Planned Parenthood clinic worker turned anti-abortion activist, earned double the box office sales expected for its opening weekend, even while dealing with apparent censorship on social media. The movie raked in approximately $6.1 million over the weekend. This was twice the expected ticket sales and makes Unplanned the third biggest opening weekend film by PureFlix, behind 2014's God's Not Dead, $9.2 million, and 2016's God's Not Dead 2, $7.6 million. According to the Alabama Baptist, as many as 280 people were killed in Christian communities in several attacks spanning February through mid-March in Nigeria's Middle Belt, according to varying reports from Christian Solidarity Worldwide, Morningstar News, and International Christian Concern. Militants destroyed hundreds of homes and displaced residents. Open Doors ranks Nigeria 12th in its 2019 World Watch list of the 50 countries where it is most dangerous to live as a Christian. Of the 4,136 Christians killed in 2018, Nigeria accounted for 3,731, Open Doors said. According to News Hub, the 12-year investigation into the disappearance of 3-year-old Madeleine McCann, who went missing in Portugal in May 2007, is likely to end due to funds running out. The Metropolitan Police in the UK, who were leading the investigation, have applied to the Home Office for further funds. However, as no new leads have been found, they may not get it. According to the Associated Press, former New York Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. was welcomed to Cleveland on April 1st to join quarterback Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns. "This can't be real life. It'll be one of the best things that ever happened to me in my life," he said of being able to play with high school friend, fellow LSU teammate, and one-year Browns wide receiver Jarvis Landry. "We spoke this into existence." He also said, "LeBron James gave me a little bit of advice. He just said, 'You're going to love it. You're going to love Cleveland.' I said, 'I can't wait. That's like my idol, so it's the person I look up to the most. That's my guy. To see what he did to bring a championship here, I just want to be able to do that same thing." According to the Associated Press, as many as 2,000 U.S. inspectors who screen cargo and vehicles at ports of entry along the Mexican border may be reassigned to help handle the surge of Central American families coming across, the Trump administration said. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, who recently resigned, said the reassignments are necessary to help manage a huge influx of migrants that is straining the system and overflowing border facilities. "The crisis at our border is worsening, and DHS will do everything in its power to end it," Nielsen said. You can read these stories and more at urbanchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has, and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is as good a day as any to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.